Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life in this crazy world of ours. Today we're diving deep into something that touches so many of us. Building healthy relationships after addiction. Ever felt like you were constantly walking on eggshells? Well, maybe you found yourself pushing people away because you didn't want to risk hurting them or letting them down again. Trust me, I get it. Addiction can leave behind a trail of broken bridges and shattered trust, making it feel like starting fresh is an impossible feat. But guess what? It's not. This isn't about erasing the past, that's just not realistic. It's about learning from it, understanding how it affected your relationships, and building a stronger foundation for the future. Think of this as a blueprint for creating those loving, supportive connections you crave. Ready to get started? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your relationship game. First things first. Open and honest communication is your golden ticket. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you without judgment? That's pure magic. It's essential to share your story, your struggles, and your triumphs with those closest to you. Don't shy away from the tough stuff. Vulnerability breeds trust. Remember, being honest about where you've been doesn't mean dwelling on it. It's about transparency and letting them know you're actively working towards healing. Next up, setting healthy boundaries is non-negotiable. Imagine trying to build a house without proper walls, it wouldn't stand a chance. Boundaries protect your well-being, define what's acceptable in your relationships, and prevent resentment from building up. This might mean saying no to certain activities that trigger old habits or communicating your needs clearly. It's about respecting yourself and protecting your progress. Now, let's talk about empathy, the superpower of understanding where others are coming from. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. That's what it feels like when you don't consider their perspective. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree. Remember that they may have been hurt or confused by your actions in the past. Time for a dose of patience, because healing is a marathon, not a sprint. Don't expect miracles overnight. It takes time to rebuild trust and create new patterns in your relationships. Be patient with yourself, be patient with others, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Think of it like learning a new instrument. It takes practice and dedication to master it. And finally, remember that support is key. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage your growth, and believe in your journey. This could include friends, family members, or even a therapist. Having someone to talk to, vent to, and celebrate with can make all the difference. Think of it like having your own personal cheerleading squad there to keep you motivated and on track. Let's take this back to real life. Imagine Sarah, who has been sober for 6 months. She really wants to reconnect with her best friend, Jessica, but she's terrified that Jessica will judge her or be disappointed. Jessica hasn't seen Sarah since before rehab, and they both have some hurt feelings from the past. Sarah decides to reach out honestly. She tells Jessica how much she misses their friendship and that she knows things were messy between them, but that she's committed to making things right. Jessica is surprised by Sarah's courage and vulnerability. They decide to meet for coffee and start rebuilding their bond. It's not always easy. They have some bumps along the way, but through open communication, forgiveness, and a lot of patience, their friendship grows stronger than ever. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways that can help you build those healthy relationships after addiction. Remember, honesty, boundaries, empathy, patience, and support are your secret weapons. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, connect with others, and create the loving, supportive connections you deserve. Now go out there and rock those relationships. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the love and support each other on this journey. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.